Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Ashley Pritchard was in town of Lockport court today. Please remind us, first of all, what she is accused of.
Ashley Pritchard is charged with one count of felony. It's aggravated animal cruelty for the starvation death of a Chihuahua mix named Eve.
What transpired in court today?
So today was the arraignment. It was 9 a.m. at the town of Lockport court, and the DA's office has indicated that they would like to move forward with a grand jury trial. They didn't offer any plea deal, so it appears as though they're moving forward with felony charges.
How disturbing was this case when you first heard of it, Amy?
Well, I had some firsthand experience with this case. I was at the shelter when Eve came in, and in my 20 years of history with the SPCA, this is really one of the worst cases. This was a very, very young dog, just about a year old, and she was near death when she came to us. She was hypothermic. She didn't have an ounce of body fat on her. And it's just, it's such a, and, you know, I mean, this dog ate in our care. So I know that, you know, we know that she was capable. So this is just a completely senseless act of neglect and cruelty that this poor dog was subjected to.
What impression did you get of Ashley Pritchard when you saw her in the courtroom today?
It has been, our investigators initially believe that she was somewhat of an individual who didn't show a whole lot of remorse. She seems to be someone who has excuses, who doesn't really accept any amount of accountability for what happened.
And now this case is going forward to a grand jury. What are you hoping will transpire as this case moves forward?
We've had, it's scheduled for now for the town of Lockport, and we've had cases that have gone before Judge Cheryl before. And we actually had one of our very first felony case received jail time in her courtroom. And I mean, that's what we would love to see. I think this needs to, there needs to be a signal to the public that this is not okay. It's my understanding that people offered help for this dog, and they were denied. There's no reason why this dog, why Eve, is not alive and with us today. And she had every opportunity to do something different, and she didn't. She chose not to. She could have called the SPCA. She could have taken up, you know, any offer for the dog to change hands, change ownership, to get the dog to a vet. And none of those things happened. And there's absolutely no reason. It truly is senseless. And we'd love to see jail time.